Hello everyone. So welcome to Tea with Ravi. So in this session, in this podcast, let us go through the updates from the Atlassian ecosystem. And this week, I could only find one significant update, and that is about Bitbucket. Now, I made a few videos recently, and in one of the video, I did mention, and I think I showed you the update or new feature on Bitbucket Cloud, where you can actually find the comments, unresolved comments, easily. And I was looking at this post on the Atlassian community, and I noticed that there are actually quite a lot of new features, improvements to Bitbucket Cloud. So I just wanted to very quickly go through these updates. So this video, this podcast would be short, and I will be, of course, trying these updates on my Bitbucket instance. So recently, if you look at this post, Bitbucket Cloud got some new features like scaled CI/CD workflows. Basically, you can have your pipelines that you can share. I don't really have a lot of experience setting up pipelines. I did set up some of the pipelines on some of my repositories, and especially for hosting my website. But I do want to learn more about these things. But the next update is about the video that I made recently. Basically, if you go to your Bitbucket repository to view, and if you have to figure out and easily find out your unresolved comments, you basically have this option now. So it is actually very convenient. And recently there was also support for Linux self-hosted runners, and also project level merge checks. And the main thing that I wanted to talk about is basically these new features that I can see here. So the first one is about Bitbucket and Forge. Now, we have been trying Forge. We have actually built and published one app using Forge. It is, of course, a bit different. At the same time, Forge is new. Forge is, if you talk about the capabilities of Forge within Jira, it is limited. And I think with time, it will become the platform that, of course, Atlassian is also focused on. But now you can also use Forge to build an app and customize Bitbucket Cloud, which is amazing because I have never really built any app for Bitbucket, and I've never really also built an app for Bitbucket Cloud, and I don't really have a lot of experience, but it says now that you can use Forge. So I will definitely keep an eye on it, and I don't really have any specific plans or any specific thing in my mind. Apart from, I know that, when you're using, for example, on Bitbucket, especially if you're using the DC version, you may want to have something like, let us say, some pre-commit checks. So, or maybe, something that you may want to do within, of course, your code repository management software. I don't really have any specific use case that I can think of, but good thing is that yes, Forge is now also extended to Bitbucket Cloud. So this is interesting, and of course, if you go to this post, you can read more about what capabilities. There is also something called as custom merge checks, which you can take a look at. This is also interesting, but the main thing, or the thing that got my attention, was basically AI-based improvements. So the first AI-based improvement is generate AI in text editors. For example, if you're adding a comment, you can just add some one-liners or maybe some bullet points, and then with the help of this Atlassian intelligence integration within Bitbucket, it will generate a proper, more human-readable text or a paragraph from your bullet points. And I guess it will probably look at, I'm just guessing, it will probably look at the information that you already have in your code. I think it should, right? That is the whole point. And of course, it will save time because you're just writing some points here, and the text is generated. At the same time, there is something called as code review with AI. And this, I believe, I'm not really sure, but we all know that, you know, GitHub has some capabilities like this. But code review with AI will, of course, as it says here, it will, I guess, suggest something in your code, I guess. And I'm not really sure how it will work, because someone has to try it out and see how it will work for their particular language or what problems they're trying to solve. I guess my feeling is that you will probably just write a code here, and then based on the language, it will probably suggest what can be improved, optimized, maybe something redundant can be removed from the code. So I guess that is what it will do, right? I mean, this is my feeling. And I don't really see more details here, but I guess with time we'll come to know. And similarly, there are other improvements that I can see here, like unified user management. This is definitely important, because when it comes to Atlassian tools, and especially on cloud, the main benefit is that you just have like a one single or common way to authenticate your users or provision your users. So I guess Bitbucket is now also part of it. And on this post, I can also see some resources related to migration to cloud, Bitbucket Cloud. I know Bitbucket Cloud is not really very popular, as like if you compare it with GitHub, but because I've been using Bitbucket Cloud for many years now, and the main reason I use it is because it is there is no limit on the number of repositories. That is the main thing, like private repositories. Of course, you have some limitations, but you can basically have like as many repositories as you want. I guess I'm sure there's like a limit on the size overall somewhere, but I have been doing it like for many years. I have like a lot of my old Drupal repositories, which is something that I still use, and I continue to use Bitbucket Cloud. GitHub is of course there for public repositories. And that is it. The only thing that I also want to talk about is the video of the week. Now, recently I made a video on too many script on our scripts. Basically, if you have a Jira instance, especially if you are Jira, if you have a Jira instance on data center or cloud, then of course you will have, or you might most likely have script runner for Jira. And good thing about script runner for Jira is that you can fill the gaps in your Jira instance or the features, and you can actually solve a lot of problems using a script runner for Jira. But at the same time, but just because you can automate something, it doesn't really mean that you should automate it, and you should not automate each and everything. And if you have too many scripts in your Jira instance, then it is a problem, because I don't really think, I mean, I understand you need, like, if you're using script now for Jira, you will have like a lot of scripts, but you should not have like too many scripts. I mean, I've seen instances where people just try to automate everything, and you will end up with a lot of scripts. And the main challenge is that whenever there is a new version of Jira with some API changes in Jira, or maybe if you have maybe a new version of script runner, it is a pain to manage those scripts. So if you watch this video, I've just elaborated on this topic, and that is it. I'm trying to limit my update videos to within 15 minutes, and today I think I'll achieve within 10 minutes, which is a good news. All right, that is it. That is all I wanted to talk about in this video, in this podcast. I hope you enjoyed watching this video and listening to this podcast, and you also learned something new today. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.